Saga Egmont presents Take a Chance on Greece by Sue Roberts. Read by Colleen Prendergast. Prologue. I check into the most beautiful bedroom, with sheer blue curtains at the windows and brightly coloured art adorning the white walls. A vase of cornflowers, sitting in the middle of the windowsill in a white jug, look pretty and match the curtains either side. It's so fresh and welcoming and looks exactly like the brochure, which makes a refreshing change. Stepping out onto the small balcony, I catch my breath. I really hadn't expected to see view, and the sight of the sparkling water fills my heart with joy. A whole magical week here before I move on. Exactly where to, I haven't quite decided yet, although I have a vague idea. For now, it just feels so good to be alive, and I intend to savour every minute of my time here in Greece. I'm taking in my surroundings, lost in thought, when there's a tap on the bedroom door. It's the hotel owner, Sophia, brandishing a small kettle. "I know how you English like your tea," she says with a wink, setting the kettle and a handful of tea bags down onto a tray on the highly polished, dark wooden dressing table. "Thank you. That's really kind." "Paracalo," she replies, which I know means "you're welcome." "There's chamomile too, if you have trouble sleeping. Although not many people do, not with the sound of the sea to lull them to sleep. Enjoy your stay." When she breezes out of the room, leaving her floral scent in her wake, I grab a bottle of water from a small fridge and take it out onto the balcony, where there are two chairs and a table. I take a seat and stare out at the beautiful blue sea once more and give a sigh of pleasure. Something tells me I'm going to like it here. Chapter 1. There was a time when I never really understood why people suddenly had the desire to go travelling after receiving life-changing news. I mean, if you'd been through something terrible, wouldn't you want to be surrounded by the family and friends who had got you through it all, instead of wandering off somewhere in the distance? Of course, that was before I received some earth-shattering news myself, before I became ill and everything changed. My life seemed so small then, and I realised that there was a big world out there, ready to be discovered. I didn't want to die knowing I'd hardly done anything or been anywhere outside of the UK. I found this sudden desire to embrace life and everything that it had to offer. Life is for living, after all. Maybe that's what happens when you are staring death in the face. Or at least, that's what I thought at the time. Sitting at home recuperating, I think back to the day I was taken ill at work on the sales order line for a shoe company. I remember trying to ignore the dull headache I'd had on and off for the past few weeks, preparing to head to the Greasy Spoon Cafe, which is actually a trendy cafe with stripped wooden tables and vegan alternatives for almost everything, with my good friend Polly for lunch. Polly ordered a bowl of vegetable soup, and I opted for cheese on toast and a pot of tea. A warming lunch for a cold day outside, the wind howling. I swallowed down two paracetamol tablets when Polly nipped to the toilet, as I didn't want this annoying headache to spoil our lunch together. I'd put them down to spending a lot of time in front of a computer screen, although my vision had been a little blurry of late as well, and I was considering maybe making an appointment with an optician, get my eyes tested. Later that afternoon, Polly asked if I was okay, with a look of concern on her face. "What? Yes, I'm okay. Why?" I replied, even though I'd begun to feel a little nauseous. "It's just that you look a bit pasty," she told me. "Well, to tell you the truth, I do feel a bit..."